Rocking Tambourine.
7:34 on Hudson Live Focus Live on the Beacon. On the phone, Jake D'Angelo, legislator-elect for Putnam County's 5th District. So, Jake, let me set the stage on this a little bit. Am I correct that you are 24 years old?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wanted to say that because it's, you know, Robbie's 23. I've tried to turn a lot of attention here on Hudson Valley Focus Live to folks your age who are trying to get established in their lives to, you know, get in careers, buy homes, start families. And in my lifetime, Jake D'Angelo, I've watched it become ever more difficult, ever more difficult, ever more difficult because of the growth of government. What do you feel and what are you hearing from your peers and contemporaries?
Well, I think you nailed it on the head there. I think largely everybody in my generation feels the same. I think that was one of the, if not, you know, the motivating factor for me declaring my candidacy and trying to get involved. Like you said, government's only grown. You know, cost of living's only gone up. I think the distance between, you know, your income to cost of living, it's never been further apart. It's probably one of the toughest times, I think, to pursue the American dream here in this country. So I wanted to try to take matters into my own hands at the local level and get involved.
Well, it's, you know, and this is something that I've tried to call attention to. I will soon be 78 years old. I was able to buy my first home way back in 1974 when I was 26 years old. But, you know, the data that came out in the last week, the average age of a first-time home buyer now, Jake D'Angelo, is 40 years old. It's
yeah, you know, I saw that.
Yeah. So everything, and whether it's at your level, at the county level, the schools, the state, the federal, well, you know, it's only a 1% increase. It's only a 1% increase, and it's, you know, only 2%. Well, guess what? Over my lifetime, those 1s and 2% turned into real serious money, Jake.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's a concept I learned at a young age from my grandparents who owned their own home renovation business. My grandfather always said, you never lose your shirt on the big ticket items. It's the $10, $15, $20 you spend here or there every single day on something, you know, you already have, which is, it's a little different from what we're talking about, but I think conceptually the same in
same
the sense
thing.
That something that seems small,
yes,
in the immediate is not. It compounds, and over time, it adds up to be quite a lot. And I think that's what we've seen, you know, in today's day and age.
So I was talking,
I was talking a
minute ago about thinking about, you know, I'm fortunate. My wife and I own a home here in New York and one in Colorado. And I make that drive back and forth. And I've been doing this for 12, 14 years. And it used to cost me about $100 a day to be on the road, you know, with lodging, fuel, meals. Now it's in excess of $300 a day over a relatively short time. And Jake, the thing that really gets me is at the federal level, the national debt now at $38 trillion that is going to weigh you down. You're coming into this already carrying that weight you know, which prices everything else out of the market, Jake.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think that the debt clock, unfortunately, will never stop ticking. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin on how you'd, you know, get pay down a deficit that large.
Sure.
You know, when you have so much program, I mean, so much government programming, you know, without eliminating it, which obviously comes with its, you know, negatives to, you know, the people in this country, but without eliminating, you know, some of this government program, I don't see how you pay it down. It's a scary thought. I mean, it's a number that frankly doesn't even sound real, right? I mean, it sounds like you're making it up. It doesn't even sound like a real number.
Yes.
And it continues to grow. And, you know, we're living through the effects of it all. And, you know, I think it's an interesting it becomes an interesting thing. I think, like, my generation, of course, like we touched on briefly, the American dream being so far out of reach. But I also think that we, interestingly enough, share some of the same struggles with even people on the total other end of the spectrum, our seniors, who, you know, contributed to our economy for so long, you know, built their lives in what was, you know, lower middle class or middle class communities, and are absolutely getting hammered over the head.
Correct.
And they can't live where their family is. What are they supposed to do in their old age? I mean, the whole part of the American dream is you go to work, you raise a family, you know, you put food on the table, and you could retire, you could be a grandparent. Right? You could retire and live out the rest of your life with your family and with the ability to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And frankly, it's just become impossible.
And Jake D'Angelo, what you just said is so critically important about when you break up that multi-generational family. It does so much harm to society, to the individuals, the passing of knowledge from one generation to another. But whether it's the young people who are forced to move from here to somewhere else to find, you know, suitable employment, or like you said, the seniors, I just can't live here anymore, and move to somewhere else with a lower cost of living. It really does very serious damage to all of society, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think, you know, family is the nucleus of this country, you know, and, you know, when you have your children moving states away just to afford to raise a family of their own, and it's still highly unaffordable.
Yes.
I mean, you're breaking down, you know, the very core of what our nation's built on, which is, you know, family.
Yes.
You know, so it's a scary thing for sure. It's scary, you know, for me, thinking about how, you know, something like that will be possible to attain. But I'm going to work hard to try and make it even just a little more possible here at home, you know, and hope that at every level of government, we start to see some, you know, some type of improvement.
Exactly. On the phone with me, Jake D'Angelo, legislator-elect Putnam County's 5th District. When you said that, Jake D'Angelo, my family and I owned an insurance business for a number of years. And I go back about 30 years ago, and I was over in Hartford, Connecticut, at one of my major insurance companies. And they had signs up everywhere charging every employee to find a way to save $1 a day. This was a company with 30,000 employees. It is astounding what they shaved out of their overhead by just watching those nickels and dimes and dollars, just back to what your grandpa taught you, Jake.
Well, and I think government should be run more like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, holding dollar, every single penny accountable. I mean, that's what I'd like to do, you know, at the county level. I wish we'd see it at every level, you know, but, you know, again, holding every penny accountable, you know, you owe it to the taxpayer to do that. You know, but again, I think a lot of times in government, people don't view it as their own bank account. So they just spend.
Yes.
But, yeah, frankly, it is their own money, especially at a local level when you're governing. I mean, legitimately, your direct tax dollars at work, right? It's not going to the federal government and being squandered, you know, all over the place. You know, this is like what road's getting paved or what program is coming to you, you know, in your hometown. So, you know, how much are you paying in taxes here in your hometown? So it is, I think, small, you know, the local governments are the most, have the most direct impact on Americans. So, I mean, that's where, you know, you talk about making America great, you know, or fixing things in our government. It starts, I think, mostly at the local level. That's where you're going to feel the most direct impact.
It sure does. On the phone with Jake D'Angelo. So, Jake, we'll take a break here in 1 second, but I'm intrigued by your work record here. I'm a big advocate of promoting the trades and, you know, industrial arts. When I had the insurance business, many of my clients were the carpenters, the plumbers, the electricians, et cetera. But then the whole idea of project management, which seems to be in your background, correct?
Yes.
And that is so critical in terms of what we're talking about now for you to be able to take a project management perspective as you approach government to see that the service is delivered, quality service delivered on time, within budget, efficiently. Is that a good way to say it?
Yes. I think that's the perfect way to say it. I think it will, I think, frankly, it's going to translate well onto the legislature. I mean, we've already seen, a construction guy from New York do pretty well in American politics. So I think it will.
That's very good.
That's an apples to oranges comparison there. But I do believe it will, translate well. And, beyond project management, before I got into the commercial side of it all, I helped run my family's small business. Everything from, marketing to attain leads and closing, closing on job sales and running the project day to day, staying within budget, delivering a project of a certain caliber of quality on time, and doing that now in the commercial industry, with much, much larger budgets. I think I've learned how to be frugal under small budgets, frugal under big budget, under bigger budgets.
Yes.
And, so I think it will pay out well in government.
So it's 7:46. Abe, hold through a quick sports break for us. You're able to hold,
sure.
Jake?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Good. Jake,
yeah.
D'Angelo back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live after this Zoll sports break update.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. It's all right.
No. 7:50 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon on this Wednesday morning. A week from tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Right now, back to my conversation with Jake D'Angelo, legislator-elect Putnam County's 5th District. Jake, your career field, project management, great career field, and I would suggest to others, if they have that inclination to be able to, perhaps get training in this area, there's any number of openings as we look into the future. Jake?
Oh yeah, I agree. I'll tell you firsthand. Good workers in this industry are hard to come by these days. So especially with young people, so many people retiring, young people not coming in. I think because of college, which I think has been overly pushed. I think there's so many great career paths in the trades, and business opportunities for people. So I always preach that. It's not for everybody. It's a little bit of a you got to have a thick skin. It's a little bit of a tough industry, but if you do, the opportunity to be successful is certainly out there.
You need to be a great strategic planner. You need to have really great visualization skills, I think, before you, move anything, to be able to map that thing out in your head. And, I've looked at this over the years. It's almost like, being the symphony conductor. Seriously, you got to get the things coming in at the right order and the right people, and so that you don't have, some other contractor's supplies blocking the work area, and then all of a sudden the whole job comes to a halt. Jake?
Oh, yeah, it could be something as, symphony conductor. It's not the most sweet-sounding symphony if you're listening into a construction site, but I'll tell you, it certainly is. I mean, it's like you said, from anything as small as where you're getting a material dropped off to coordinating your subcontractors, being able to put, 2 week, 3 week, 4 week look ahead, and communicating what you're seeing in the field with the stakeholders, other project managers. I mean, communication is everything. But then also knowing, means and methods on how to execute, certain scopes of work. So it's, you certainly have to wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
You're always learning. There's something you'll learn every day, especially at my ripe young age, but also, I work with guys who are much, much older, and they're still always learning. It's a very, you got to be very dynamic. And in many ways, I think, you have to be, the same way in government, philosophically, in terms of, being dynamic and being a good communicator and being able to listen and be able to problem solve and, being able to outlook and forecast, right? So, many ways. I do think, my career in the construction industry has prepared me well.
I think it's identical. I really do. You are being, working for a general contractor. You have to manage that job and bring it in on time, within budget, get it done. And that's exactly the same thing as a legislator to see that, the promises that are commitments that are made. And I mean, you mentioned, locally keeping the roads paved. Well, are we getting that done at the price that, we can fit in a budget, et cetera? It's the same skill set, Jake.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah. So, I just really appreciate you being on this morning. I will look forward to many conversations like this going forward, because if folks your age, Robbie's age, have to really get them invested in looking to, those changes so that you can have a future here and not have to go somewhere else for a lower cost of living. The Northeast is absolutely a beautiful area. I think Kevin Byrne has done a great job. I know you've worked with him for a while.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Kevin's done a fantastic job. I'm quite amazed at how disciplined he can be in terms of spending in a government climate where, people aren't really exactly very disciplined. He's rolled with a lot of punches. He's taken, a lot of heat from the legislature, a lot of people who are frankly playing politics on our tax dollar.
Yes.
But he's been, he's been so resilient in the way he's governed. And it's definitely, a way that I'd like to replicate in government. But I got my digs into politics with him. I didn't even know what an assemblyman was before I met him.
Sure.
He was, assemblyman before he was county executive.
Yep.
And, I worked with him in that office part-time. I set up the job sites in the morning for my family's business at the time. And then I'd, run over to his office in Brewster and do everything I can, from helping draft legislation to, answering constituent calls. And I learned so much. But I most importantly learned from working with Kevin is how to be a honest and effective leader.
Yes.
So certainly some of those skills I have rubbed off on me.
Well, it's really important. I mean, I mentioned how my family and I had an insurance business. My fiduciary duty to my clients, if I didn't hold that standard, I'd be subject to prosecution. So it should be exactly the same thing in politics, that the voters, the residents, the constituents are entrusting the people in office to accurately, protect our taxes that we pay. And too often, well, that's just how government works. We don't worry about it that closely. We have to. There's no alternative now. I had a great opportunity just a few short months back to go over to Brewster with Kevin at one of your major employers over there, Putnam Precision, great manufacturing facility. And these are the kinds of facilities that, the people who work there need to be able to live in the community and to, produce wealth in the community. And in their particular interest, they make very, very, very important surgical instruments. These are the kind of businesses that we need to make sure we have an environment that they can thrive in. Jake?
No, I absolutely agree with you. It's good for the economy, but it's also very good to have job creation here in Putnam.
Yes.
County. I don't think that there is, frankly, enough employment opportunities to in the area that people live in, right, in Putnam County. And I don't think it was ever designed to have a trillion employment opportunities.
No.
Right? It's more of a residential area, but you do want to have employment opportunities, which we have plenty. But also, the pay isn't as competitive. I think that's something we need to look at well enough so that people in Putnam County can afford to live in Putnam County while working in Putnam County, right? So that's a big quality of life issue, something to look at. But yeah, exactly. Creating the environment so local businesses could thrive, be able to pay a competitive wage, for local people who, want to work here.
Absolutely. So you actually right now you're legislator elect. The new term is it starting on January 1st, or is it a couple days after that?
Yeah. So Jan 1 is the swearing in, and from the way it stands, the first meeting, the reorganizational meeting, will be on January 6th. So, you know, I'm excited. Everyone's told me to enjoy, you know, these next few weeks off after, you know, what was a long and at times pretty brutal campaign trail. But I'm I'm very invigorated. I'm ready to go. I want to get to work already. You know, so I look forward to being sworn in and being humbled by that moment. Sure. And getting to work for the people of Putnam.
Well, Jake D'Angelo, I appreciate you spending time with us. And as I said, look forward to this being the first of many conversations. And, you know, thank you for bringing skill sets that I think are so absolutely necessary, the practical skill sets of business into the job of government. Jake, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. Thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. It is 7:59, heading out to 8 o'clock. Quick break and then back. 845-831-1147. 845-831-1147. Love to have you join the conversation this morning on Beacon.